We are joined on the show today by Melanie Goebel, veterinarian and CFO of the Not One More Vet organization. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you're a veterinarian yourself. What sort of challenges do you face daily as a veterinarian?
Oh, well, there's never one day that is the same as the next as a veterinarian. You may be expecting a day of wellness and vaccine appointments, but then a patient comes in that's in critical condition. You may go from a kitten visit to a euthanasia, to diagnosing cancer, to a well pet visit. The whiplash of emotion from day to day can be a struggle, trying to hold it all together when you just want to cry. And also clients being upset at the cost of medical care for their pets is frustrating. Working with the client to find a balance between the diagnostic testing needed to find out the cause of the problem, mm-hmm. along with the financial restraints of that client can be difficult. But if we're given the chance, we do what we can to make it work out for everyone.
And how do you cope with that emotional whiplash daily? Like, where do you go, or what do you do with yourself to kind of deal with that?
Oh, sometimes it's just stuffing all the emotions down just so I can focus to function for the day and then cry at night. Otherwise, I reach out to Not One More Vet and say, hey, you know, this happened to me today. I'm just struggling with this day-to-day struggle or this particular incident. You know, what can I do to help reframe my thought process and get back on track? It's just a daily and sometimes minute-by-minute recalibration of my emotions and my reactions to those emotions.
So you mentioned, you know, we're talking about Not One More Vet. How does it operate? What is it?
Well, we started out as a Facebook group that was just a couple of vets that said, hey, let's just have a place to talk about the highs and the lows. This happened after the death of Dr. Sophia Yin, an absolutely amazing veterinarian and veterinary behaviorist. And we just said, wow, I'm not alone in these thoughts that I'm having of not being good enough, of not sure if I want to stay alive and face this trauma that we deal with every day. And it went from just a handful of friends that met on Facebook to now over 19,000 veterinarians from around the world.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just the idea of the solidarity and support from people who are going through the same thing that you are.
Exactly, exactly. So that's how we started. So is this peer-to-peer support. And now within the U.S., because we're a nonprofit organization recognized by the U.S. government, we are able to collect donations and offer grants to veterinarians in crisis. And when we have veterinarians from outside of the states that need help, we help them find the resources that they need to affect or to address their specific needs. And then we also do educational lectures and workshops around the world to both vet schools and local, national, and international conferences and veterinary associations, talking about emotional intelligence, resiliency, and crisis intervention, to name just a few things.
Now, you're based in the U.S., but it sounds like you're sort of available to any vet anywhere.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And something else that, you know, you kind of touched on this before, is a particular thing, you know, with veterinarians, is that you get, it's a lot like you wanted to go into it to deal with animals, but you end up dealing a lot with people as well, you know, harassment from, you know, owners and things like that. How can this sort of, you know, be addressed within the veterinary profession?
Well, there's a couple of different ways that we can address it. Now, as a veterinarian, I have to remember I need to stay calm and recognize that when people are attacking and harassing, it's usually out of frustration or anger out of the situation, not necessarily at us, although it feels that way when it becomes a personal attack. But, you know, as far as the greater veterinary community, we're talking about the veterinary staff. You know, how do we help protect them when they're being verbally or physically harassed and abused by clients? You know, as veterinarians, we have to stand up and say that's not okay. But also as clients, if you're witness to this, whether it's in person in the clinic or on Facebook or online, if someone leaves a horrible review, remember you're only hearing part of the story. And the person is lashing out due to their emotional response to the situation. And even when we do the best we can't always guarantee a positive outcome. And even that even still comes with a financial burden.
Yeah.
But it's all part of it, but it's misdirected anger. And so we just really want people to know that we care about your pets. We care about you. And if we can just talk and go through this step by step, like, we don't want a bad outcome. We know you don't want a bad outcome. So let's work together as a team.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're already doing, with Not One More Vet, quite a lot of work. You know, you mentioned educational things as well as, you know, the support network. What are the plans for Not One More Vet moving forward into the future?
Oh, we have so many plans coming out as far as we already have our online group for the veterinarians. We have a group for students. And in the very near future, we're actually coming out with a group for the support staff, the technicians and receptionists and managers. It's not out yet, but it's coming soon. And we are looking at increasing our ability to be able to do more education, to do more to help the people that are left behind after a veterinary suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big issue for not only the veterinary community, but all of those people that were served by that veterinarian. It's a really hard hit for a community when this happens.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're doing really wonderful work. Thank you so much for telling us about the Not One More Vet organization and for being part of such a cool thing.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you can certainly learn more about us at www.nomv.org.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melanie.